From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi, I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club, and most likely you're hearing this on Sunday the 11th of May. I should lead by congratulating the WIA on the weekend in Bendigo. We had, in my opinion, a really good and interesting AGM and a very impressive after-dinner presentation involving amateur radio, an astronaut, and a room full of young people who are on a STEM track. That's science, technology, engineering, and maths. What's not to like about an event which brings all those together? And that leads to two thoughts. One, I'm constantly hearing that our hobby has become a collection of older people. We had a couple of teen and sub-teen hams in the room last weekend, but they were way too few in number. Yes, the bulk of the room looked like retirees. It shouldn't be the WIA or a club's responsibility to shift that balance. It's up to all of us. So, what are you doing to go and attract young people into the hobby? And two, it was great to be able to share views about what might make the hobby of amateur radio even greater, and to discuss ways that the WIA could assist directly with making it easier to run a club. And that's a direct benefit of getting together in person, and one of the reasons we try so hard to run warm body events. Anyone who regularly attends conferences will tell you that you go for the topics, but substantial benefits, maybe even bigger benefits, come from in-person conversations in a social environment. Hold that thought. Now, what's coming up on Monday the 12th of May? An in-person meeting. This month, we look at how we can be better at supporting communications for emergency activities and how supporting civil events can help develop important operational skills. Our guest will be Simon Chantrell, VK4TSC, along to help us understand what the Brisbane Weissen Group is and how they contribute to events in our region and how you can get involved. The meeting will be in the Toowoomba Library in Victoria Street with tons of undercover parking, meaning it will be dry, and we invite you to come along, have a cuppa and a natter, and take part in the discussion. The Hip Pocket Horse event has been rescheduled to the 28th of June in Southbrook, not far from Toowoomba, and Simon will tell you how to get involved with the rally. Remember the mantra: getting together results in conversations and knowledge transfer that doesn't happen in other ways. But we know that some of you can't make it to a meeting in person, so we'll once again see if we can get the deities of Zoom to smile and allow the meeting to be broadcast live. The link will be posted in the invitation on the website, so head over to ddrci.org.au and click on the link for the event. All will be revealed. And speaking of which, we've made a few tweaks to the homepage to allow more calendar and news bulletin information to be easily accessible. Let us know what you think. Send an email to secretary@ddrci.org.au. Next week, I'll have some exciting news about the June member meeting and also a bit of a look back at the fox hunt that ran yesterday. Until then, thanks for your time. Drop a line to secretary@ddrci.org.au if there's anything with which we can help. I'm John, VK4JPM, on behalf of the Darling Downs Radio Club, and have a good week.
This is VK4WIA and you're tuned to Q News. Here in North Queensland, it can be heard on 40 metres, 7.070 MHz at 9:30 following the national WIA news of a Sunday morning. I'm Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Why do we have a news service these days with all the might of the internet providing access to supposedly all the information that we need? Why does the WIA publish a magazine when social media and web pages can provide so much info? These are challenging questions which some will instantly offer a "why don't they just drop them" response. Just as there are those who decry the production of amateur radio magazine in a physical format, as they prefer reading it on their electronic devices. One of the issues that it seems most volunteer bodies are facing is the loss of membership, both from natural attrition and also non-renewal. In my area, there are calls for people to fill positions in scouting bodies and Meals on Wheels, as well as local progress associations. While it's not expected that within the ranks of radio amateurs, struggle to spread the word and keep the numbers of participants steady, it is also necessary to spread the word of what we do as a somewhat isolated and nerdy group of people. Part of retaining membership is to keep people informed and engaged in activities. When followers have a continuing interest, it is important to provide the stimulus that maintains a level of identity with the group. Not only do we have our internal clients, but we also seek those external to our engagement in AR. This is where the traditional forms of publication are beneficial. Our members and non-members can get updated on happenings by following either a printed output or, more frequently, listen to the broadcast news, read the text or download the podcast and video editions provided each week. We know that the WIA get an idea of the newsstand sales of the magazine and our relay operators take callbacks, but we have no way, unless people make physical contact, of knowing just how many take the output on scanners and shortwave receivers, or how many get to sample that lone magazine that gets bought and taken home. Yes, I am enthusiastic about this recreation, and I feel we all have the right, perhaps even the duty, to share the news about it in our own way. When we put a radio signal to air, we have no idea of how many people are listening. When we leave a copy of the magazine at a location, such as a waiting room, we have no idea of how many times it gets picked up and thumbed through. But these are small opportunities that we can support personally. It really doesn't matter what range of interests people enjoy and share, but it does matter, I think, that we give a little effort in telling and sharing ham radio. This is a group activity and a personal one. And whether we go to a club meeting or we enjoy our hobby from home, showing participation, such as making a call back to the news relay, can demonstrate to a stranger that this might be something good for them too. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.